Stephan Good Day program. Tuesday it is, the 28th of May, here to discuss the issues of the day, the best stories of the day, most important things. It reminds me of the introduction that Gene Burns always gave to his program over the 34, 35 years he was involved as a talk host. Those of you who may or not have been fans of Gene Burns, he passed away this past weekend. He was only 72. He always seemed older to me because he had a lot of health issues, but man, he sounded like nobody else. And so I am sorry. And for those of you who don't know Gene, he was on the radio in New York and Boston and Philadelphia, down in Orlando for a long time. Probably had the most success in Boston and in San Francisco. And was on KGO there for a long, long time. Good guy, wonderful man, and great radio host. So his passing is something that I note as one of his favorite expressions as he got on the air was to really focus in on dealing with the issues of the day. And that's really what we're about here. Sometimes we have a little more fun. Gene wasn't exactly a laugh a minute, but he had a wry sense of humor. He didn't use it. He had a twinkle in his eye. It just he and I were very good friends. I enjoyed him a great deal. Learned a lot from him. We all need mentors. We all need people who can help steer us in the right direction as we decide in life what we want to do for a career. Ever give much thought to who you know and who you care about with regard to mentoring, with regard to how you've decided to do what you do for a living, or who has influenced you as you made that decision into being better at it? Who's helped you be really good at what you do? You haven't figured it out on your own. There's always somebody there, whether it's a parent, whether it's a relative, whether it's a friend, whether it's someone that you met in the industry or in the line of work that you do. There's always somebody there. And I would suggest to you it might be worthwhile to not only think about who that person is, but perhaps to tell that person from time to time that you appreciate what he or she has done for you. Why wouldn't you? I think that's a great thing. One of the things that misses the mark now, I think, these days, when it comes to politics especially, there aren't a lot of mentors. There aren't a lot of people because there's so much complaining and so much focus on the negative that there aren't a lot of people who are teaching those who are coming along how to do it. I suggest to you one of the exceptions to that is Senator John McCain, who you may have heard this weekend went into Syria on a secret mission to meet with the rebels there. Apparently this thing had been in the works for a while, and so I put together some of the audio from a report on CBS here. The focus is on the European Union lifting their ban on arming the rebels and John McCain meeting with some of the rebels there yesterday.
Heavy fighting continued in the Syrian capital today as opposition activists issued fresh claims of a chemical attack by the regime in the Damascus suburbs. The claims could not be verified. And as both sides dug in, European foreign ministers argued about whether to scrap an arms embargo and send weapons directly to the rebels. Britain's William Hague took the lead.
How long can we go on with people having every weapon that's ever been devised dropped on them, while most of the world denies them the means to defend themselves?
But Britain and France met heavy resistance from other European nations who worry the weapons may end up in the hands of Islamic extremists. Many in the Syrian opposition are growing impatient with the West's reluctance to arm the rebels. Spokesman Khalid Saleh said that Europe had an important choice.
It becomes a question to the EU whether they want to do something to help the Syrian people or they want to just sit on the sideline and watch us get killed. It's as simple as that.
Senator McCain has no such doubts. His trip inside Syria today was a mark of his support for the rebels. We've spoken to an activist who helped to organize the trip. He told us that the senator met with a handful of rebel commanders inside Syria and most prominently with General Salim Idris, the head of the Free Syrian Army. We're told that they discussed Islamic extremism and Hezbollah and that the senator was inside Syria for just about an hour.
888-302-3684. You may notice a decided lack of other voices here this morning. Jennifer is off on her way to Alaska for a cruise with listeners, and Rich McFadden is in the hospital this morning, having a bad infection on his neck, and now he's gone to, he had a regular physical, was in there, and they found a spot on his lungs. So I don't know what that all means, but I know he's not going to be here today, and I don't think he's going to be here tomorrow, as he stays in the hospital to get a checkup. That's the kind of stuff that sort of shakes you up, isn't it? I mean, think about it for a minute. The people that you're close to, living and healthy, I'm not saying there's anything really seriously wrong with them, but under the circumstances, you get a little sick. I'm back and forth with we on email. I think I'll call him on the air. Michael will call him and see what we can get out of him. At any rate, so Ken Kessler is also off today. He got stuck in an airport yesterday in Atlanta and just barely made it back to put the pieces together for a lot of the things that we'll work on this morning. So it's okay. It's you and me and 888-302-3684, just like the good old days when I was all by myself. Oh, my God, what a terrible thing. Oh. Anyway, you could be actually one of the things that I didn't. I remember once when everybody was gone, we had a contest, Michael, to see who could be the co-host for the day. People called 888-302-3684, or at that time they called the other number, but that's the new number, to try to present an issue and be in the running to be the co-host for the day of the Good Day program. I'm not talking about sometimes celebrities we have as co-hosts, the Jewel thing from a while back. And some of the other people over the years that were television and or other sorts of stars, musicians that come on the program. And they're kind of fun to have. But it's also fun to focus on the people who listen to the program. For example, Mike Stonich, who's in Joliet, Illinois. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Good Day program. Nice to have you here. Hope that you will spend time listening to us. And if you feel like it, or other people in Joliet or other people other places want to try to be the co-host just for the heck of it, I don't know what you had. Just come up with something that's cute and clever, and maybe you'll be a contender. He could have been a contender. 888-302-3684. Speaking of contenders, now there are a lot of products in the world that are trying to get your attention, that say they will help in the treatment of high cholesterol, that they filter the excess cholesterol from your body, that the drops that you take or the pills that you take or whatever it is, the injections you take, they will take care of your problem with high cholesterol. Not sure that that's really true, but you know, people can have a product, and they certainly can buy time on radio programs like this or television programs, and they can tell their story. And then there are the products that come along that really do. There are several good products around when it comes to lowering triglycerides and cholesterol. And certainly you've heard us talk about Cardiol and the effects of Cardiol, how you for 30 days can take it and dramatically lower the amount of cholesterol and triglycerides in your system. But then people say, well, how do I really know that? And here's what the folks at Cardiol have done. They have put together a 30-day trial of Cardiol and a Cardiol cholesterol home test kit. So here's what happens. You get two of these kits, these tests, and a month of Cardiol for $49.95. This is the test kits themselves are worth $85. So you get two of them and the month of Cardiol for $49.95. Call 888-809-6424. What a great opportunity. Know what's going on in your body. Keep track of the level of cholesterol that's acceptable, and then treat it with the all-natural Cardiol. It has CoQ10 in it, resveratrol, omega-3 fish oils, good for so many things. 888-809-6424. Lower your cholesterol and monitor your progress with the cholesterol home test kits and Cardiol. The big deal here is it's half price and for the equipment and free Cardiol for a month. 888-809-6424. Go to cardiol.net, cardiol.net/Doug, and ask. You know, it's pretty simple. Follow the prompts, and you can have that free 30-day trial plus the home test kits for $49.95. 888-809-6424. Take action now.
It's time to buckle in for Sears Super Memorial Day Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like up to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get an extra 5% off appliances with your Sears card. This is one Memorial Day ride that's sure to be
amazing.
This is Sears. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 523 through 62.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know, because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
I mean, just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to ProstateFormula.com. That's ProstateFormula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Rest of the players... lost in the dark. I can get Charlotte to go on, and she can co-host with me. She's my English bulldog. I have a 2020 news quiz question. Everybody ready? I would like you to identify Jaromon Kimura. J-I-R-O-E-M-O-N-K-I-M-U-R-A. Why is Jaromon Kimura in the news today? This is a very interesting, very distinguished gentleman who has a great deal to say, and he has many amazing stories to tell. What are they? What are they about? Who is this man? Jaromon Kimura, maybe the way that he would pronounce it if he were not American, Japanese man. Jaromon Kimura, J-I-R-O-E-M-O-N-K-I-M-U-R-A. Who is Jaromon Kimura? Why would we be talking about him? An extraordinary life, extraordinary story. You'll be fascinated to hear once we identify who he is. So for a swell prize, 888-302-3684, who is Jaromon Kimura? Now's the time to identify him here on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Ships.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The drum beat. How many people can identify the name of the man who is the drummer on the Tonight Show during the Johnny Carson years? Matter of fact, Michael, go back to the beginning, because this guy really, really did a great job, sort of, if you will, the focus. That was played live every night. And the man who played the drums was a guy named Ed Shaughnessy. Carson liked him a lot. Always talked to him. He knew the members of the band enjoyed them. Shaughnessy was one of the ones after Doc and Tommy Newsom. It was probably Shaughnessy that got the most attention, because Carson loved to play the drums. He actually was pretty good at it. The theme, and Paul Anka, who wrote the theme to The Tonight Show, knew Carson loved drums, and that's why the focus at the beginning of The Tonight Show theme was the drum beat, and Shaughnessy made it come to life. So the sadness here is that Shaughnessy passed away yesterday at the age of 84, another one of those who were really an important part of the Tonight Show cast, if you will. One more time for the drummer, Ed Shaughnessy. Beginning of the Tonight Show with Carson. Now, for the last 22 years, Jay Leno has led the Tonight Show and done an outstanding job. Not as good as Carson, but really a good job. He's a very affable guy. He's had fun doing it. He seems like he's having fun. Genuinely nice human being. I'll tell you that from a couple of experiences being around him. The theme, however, to the Jay Leno Tonight Show is nondescript as far as I am concerned. I don't even, Michael, you got a version of it there. I couldn't tell you that I even knew what the theme was. I mean, that's a kind of so what. And it really, maybe Jay, and I don't know this for a fact, I never asked the question, whether Jay just said, or somebody, the producer, said, you know what, we can't duplicate, we can't come up with something that's as good as the old Tonight Show theme, so we'll just come up with something kind of generic, and that's what it is. I mean, the people who would go or enjoy Jay Leno don't necessarily do it because of the theme to the Tonight Show that he's used. It'd be interesting to see what Farrell uses. Fallon, good duck. That shows you what a mental lock I have toward him. Will use as he starts doing the show. All right, so anyway, there's a bit of sad news on Shaughnessy. Normally in this part of the program, we spend a minute or two or three or four talking about not only the fun that Tonight Show or the other late night shows are having, but we may focus on an excerpt from, for example, the Ellen DeGeneres Show, which is appropriate here because she laughs from yesterday's program about a couple of odd phrases that get used.
Can you believe June is almost here in L.A.? I can't believe it. We call it it June gloom. If you're not from here, that's when the whole city feels dark and sad because Dancing with the Stars is over. I can't believe that finale. How about that finale? Ah, with the spray tan and the glitter and that little bra dress. That was just me watching at home. Anyway, that's what we call it here, June gloom, and there are expressions like June gloom that we use all the time, but we have no idea where they come from. Like June gloom, I get. It's gloomy in June, and I mean, I went to fourth grade. But I researched some other sayings so that we could learn something this Memorial Day. So, for example, you know that expression, you butter someone up? You have to butter someone up? This is true. It doesn't sound like it is, but it is. It comes from an ancient Indian custom where people threw balls of butter at statues of gods to honor them. That's also how we honor Paula Deen when she's here. We actually take. She loves it.
Yeah. All right, very clever and good-hearted soul as well. Ellen DeGeneres here on Good Day. Coming up in a moment, the answer to the question, who is Jeremon Kimura? If you don't know who he is, you ought to know who he is. So that means you ought to stick around because we'll have the answer in just a few moments. Here on the Tuesday Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. Two-thirds of the remaining 166 prisoners at Guantanamo are on a hunger strike. What can or should President Obama do about this legal limbo?
He, I hope, will do what he should do, which is that some 86, I believe, of these inmates have already been cleared for release. He should take advantage of the loophole that Congress gave him, allow the Secretary of Defense to individually certify these people for release and send them back to wherever they are, even if it is Yemen or someplace like that. But Obama's right. We got to close Guantanamo.
I got to say that the president is right in that we're not going to leave this prison open forever. We do have a problem we have to deal with, though, and that a number of the people we've released, we've captured or killed back on the battlefield. So how do we weed out the good from the bad there? I don't know. No one really in the Bush administration or later the Obama administration thought it through.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, are the things that you need to know in order to be informed, hopefully, about what's on people's minds today, and you can discuss them intelligently and articulately, hopefully, after you hear some of the conversation from friends of ours who are just like you, listeners to Good Day. 888-302-3684. Jennifer's gone to Alaska. Richie's in the hospital. Ken got stuck in the airport in Atlanta, so here we are, holding our own. And the question at the moment is about a gentleman named Jerome. Well, let me pronounce it correctly after I spell it. J-I-R-O-E-M-O-N. Jeremon, I believe, Kimura. Why is he in the news? Let's see if we can figure this out. Diane is a listener of ours in Santa Maria, California. Diane, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Good morning. It's early here and it's dark.
Yes, it is. It's early and dark in lots of places. Where you are is one of them. Yes, that's all right. We have room for people who are in places that are dark.
That's okay. We're always wanting to know what you and Charlotte are doing.
Well, Charlotte and I this morning are anticipating a wonderful, beautiful day. Yesterday was a beautiful day on the farm. Lots done. Charlotte is having a little issue with one of her legs. The vet's going to give her an exercise program that'll hopefully limber her up. You know, as we all get a little older, we all get a little stiffer. I'm sure that's not the case with you, but lots of other people.
The old age is a real bummer.
Well, we'll have to think about all the good things. Think about what you have. You have a car to drive around in. You have air to breathe. You have food to eat. You have people in your family. So that's a cool thing, right?
It sure is. And we just got the first grandson graduated from high school and going to be off to college. So that's
congratulations. Good for you.
A milestone.
Yeah.
You know, is this the man that's going up Everest and in his early 80s?
That's a very good guess, not the correct one. There were two men. It seems to me we had this, I think it was a week ago today, even we were talking about these two men. One was 80, the other one was 81, who were climbing Mount Everest. There seems to be a lot of interest lately in going up Everest. The guy with one arm who climbed up it, these people are going up it, but that is not the answer to our question. A good try, though, Diane. Thank you. It was very pleasant speaking with you. I hope you have a wonderful day. Helen's listening to Good Day in Owensboro, Kentucky. Hi, Helen. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing well, too.
That's good. What'd you do for Memorial Day?
I spent it with my family.
Yeah, and is there, as a part of that day, did you have time to commemorate or think about?
I did.
Memorialize.
I went to the cemetery and cemetery and placed flowers and and remembered.
Yeah. Most you have someone or some people in your family who were killed in action, do you?
No, I did not have anyone killed, but my father served in World War II.
Yeah, okay. Well, so that's appropriate for you to spend time with him. All right, now to the appropriate question at hand, Jeremon Kimura. Who is Jeremon Kimura?
I believe he is the oldest living male individual in the world.
He has become the last man alive to have been born in the 19th century. He was born
in 1897.
He was born in 1897. You are correct. So you understand how the centuries work. The 19th century, the years that begin with 1800. The 20th century, which is last century, began with the number 19. And we are in the 21st century. That is the years that begin with 2 and 0. So we have this story about this man who was born in 1897. In what year were you born, Helen?
1954.
All right, 1954. How has life changed? Now, let's think about it from your perspective first. How have things in your life, your reality, the world in general changed since you were a kid?
Oh, it has changed considerably.
All right, so imagine what this man has seen, having been born in 1897. And he apparently is still, he gets around in a wheelchair and stuff, but he apparently still has all his faculties at 113, what would that be, 113? No, he'd be 116. Imagine, do you hope to live that long? What would be your life? What do you think? I mean, just thinking ahead for a minute. Imagine what life would be like if you lived to be 116.
It would be a great blessing and privilege, but I'm not sure that I really want to.
Yeah. Well, if you're healthy and you have all, I'd be happy to live, and I think I will live to be an old-timer. I'd be happy to live to be 116. Our bodies, you know, if you look at any of the biology or any of the studies of the human being, that is the body, we are designed to last about 140 or 150 years. The things that we do to our bodies, between what we eat, the fact that we don't necessarily exercise, keep our muscles in shape, the fact that we do silly things like drive without seatbelts, you know, all of these things add up to us not living as long as we potentially could. But it is an aspect, I think, by the way, I always used to think about this with regard to many things in my life. What do you aspire to? Do you aspire to live that long? Do you aspire to live to a healthy age? Do you aspire to do good things in your life, find a good job, find a good spouse, have great children? I mean, what are the important things? If you look at your life, Helen, what are the important things that you have aspired to and you've been successful doing?
Well, I've accomplished a great deal, and I've had a stroke a couple of years ago due to a heart defect, and I have come a long way from there and recovered with physical therapy, so I very much believe in physical therapy.
Yeah, all right, so that's something else that you hold near and dear to you, and I bet you have some good support from your family as well, right?
I certainly do.
Yeah. Now, the last part of the story of Mr. Kimura, having been the last man who was alive, born in the 19th century, literally the last man, there are, as luck would have it, the gerontology research group at UCLA says there are 21 women who are alive in the world today who were born before New Year's Day 1900. Most of them live either in the United States or in Japan. A couple of them live in Europe. I think one lives in Canada. But isn't that interesting when you look at the history of what we eat in our country and what they eat in Japan, how there are those who are living longer? You'd have thought that in some places where the food is healthier, people would live longer. Not the case. They certainly aren't going to be that way in Russia because so many people are alcoholics. They die very... The life span in the Eastern European countries is much less, and so is it in Africa But there are a lot of other things that add into or a part of this. In Africa, it's a very treacherous place to live and actually survive, especially if you're in the tribal parts of Africa. But just think about all of the possibilities. I just find this fascinating, frankly. Possibilities that exist for people to do wonderful things, live a long, happy, healthy life, take care of yourself, and be good citizens. So that's what this fellow is all about. And I think that's what you're about, Helen. I'm appreciative of your calling. And so if you hold on just a second, Michael will take care of you. He'll send you a swell Doug Steffen prize, 18 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the essence of the day after and things to think about. I find just putting my mind into that place. Can you put your mind into that place, thinking about living for 116 years. Think about how old you are now, when you were born, how things have changed, and what do you think is going to be the common lifestyle or living circumstances if you live another 50 years, let's say. How many of you, I'm committed to live another 50 years if it works and I'm healthy. The things that can be experienced. I'll go to the moon. If I live another 50 years, I'm sure I will take a trip to the moon. There are those who are living now, listening to me, who will take a trip to Mars in their lifetime. And who knows what else will happen. But those are two things that capture people's imaginations. And that's really actually very healthy for you as well. Talk about living a long, happy life. I say it with a smile on my face. But using your imagination is a great thing. And also setting goals. You hear me talking a lot about how to be successful. Setting goals, aspiring to certain things. At the beginning of every day, be thankful for what you have, where you are, and who you are, and who's around you. And then be thankful for the opportunities that you have and have had. If you're stuck in traffic right now and you're grumbling about the traffic, it's terrible, long weekend, everybody's going home, it's dough. And then think for just a moment. You're driving the car. Are you thankful for that? You have had breakfast, food to eat. Happy about that? You have a job to go to. Happy about that? You have people around you who care about you. Happy about that? You have all of these things, so when you grumble and mumble and are getting kind of into that road ragey place, just stop, take a deep breath, and then hold it for 8 seconds, then let it out, count to eight, as you're driving in that traffic, thinking, this is outrageous. Just think about what you have to be thankful for, okay? And then I think you'll feel better. I hope you will, anyway. 16 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day Prayer. I'm thankful for the people who support this program. And they seem to be happy with me helping them tell their story as we get into summertime. How are you looking? How's that hairline of yours? Have you got thinning hair? And are you embarrassed from last year to this year? Have you lost a lot of your hair? Sometimes it can happen very quickly. That's because, in many instances, you're using the wrong things on your scalp. You're using the wrong shampoos and creams and rinses and that stuff, and it plugs up the pores. Look at your arm and see, in most cases, not so much with women, but men, you see all that hair on your arm? Each one of those hairs comes out of a pore in your skin. Same thing is true on the top of your head. Every little pore has hair growing out of it, unless you plug it up with all that garbage that you use that may make your hair clean, but also makes your hair go away. So you need to clean it out, and that's what Provia is all about, the natural hair thinning treatment that tackles the three main causes of hair thinning naturally, quickly, and brilliantly. You can put thinning hair behind you safely and naturally. Cleans out the pores, allows the hair to grow back again, makes the hair that you have thicker and richer. And so when you take your shower today, you lick down in the drain and look at the hair down there. Nope. If you're using Provia, that'll stop. It works for both men and women. Perfectly safe if you have colored hair. So if you'd like to have a wonderful head of hair as you go into the summertime when you're swimming and that sort of thing, why don't you get started? Get to work. Call 800-525-8319. The results using Provia are guaranteed or you get your money back. I've got already a stack of satisfied email from people who love what they are looking at and the compliments they're getting from other folks. Provia, 800-525-8319. I want you to do yourself a favor and call that number now, 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen. They'll give you three things that they wouldn't give to other people who call that number. A free month supply of Provia. You get free rush shipping, and you get a free extra luxury surprise. 800-525-8319 for your hair to be its best in the natural way. 800-525-8319.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off for incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Hurry. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Summer's all about fun, but it's important to protect your skin from harmful UV rays. To help stay protected, Banana Boat Sunscreen tests their products in seven conditions. Sun, pool water, ocean water, wind, sweat, sand, and heat. So the fun can go on. Dancing with the Stars winner, Melissa Rycroft.
I'm the mom of a very active two-year-old, so we spend lots of time outside. While there's nothing I love more than family fun in the sun, I know how important sun protection is.
What do you do to protect your in the sun?
I love Banana Boat sun care products for my family. The fact they're tested in seven conditions reassures me we're safe from the sun's harmful rays. I'm excited to partner with Banana Boat Sunscreen for the Unconditional Fun Sweepstakes, where families can enter to win weekly prizes, including the ultimate family getaway to Great Wolf Lodge Water Park Resort.
For more, visit facebook.com/Banana Boat Brand. Broad spectrum products do not include tanning, oil, or SPF 100 products.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo!
Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of four Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenient. This is Sears Auto Center. Offering 6-1 installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopperway.com.
Hi, right, we have 11 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. At DougSteffen.com today, the story of a German cafe. Put yourself into this position. Those of you, again, are driving to work today. You may stop, have a cup of coffee. So here's something that's interesting. I think about this because there are a lot of Starbucks. I actually have a Starbucks in the town where I live that I go to. I don't drink coffee, but I meet people there for quick business meetings often. Pretty interesting place. Now, that model in Germany, the Starbucks equivalent in Germany, is charging customers for the amount of time they spend there instead of charging them for the items they order. The founder of the Slow Times Cafe chain says that she was inspired by cafes in Russia. Apparently, that's what they do there. So now they are changing. Now, imagine when you go into a Starbucks. How many of you go in? Like I just said, I go in and have business meetings. And instead of, I mean, I might get a cup of tea or hot chocolate and maybe a muffin or something. So what is that? They get $6-7 out of me for that. But I might stay there for half an hour. So I'm using the seats that are there. And now these people want to charge. And I wonder if that will come to our country. They charge them the equivalent of 4 cents a minute. Huh. What does that amount to if you're is that, $5 an hour or something? I don't know what it is, but it's an interesting concept. Our poll today, in fact, at DougStephan.com asks that question. How much time do you typically spend at cafes and coffee shops? A, just a couple of minutes, get my coffee and I go. B, about half an hour checking my email or reading. C, an hour or so chatting with friends. D, I take my laptop or tablet. I can stay all day long. E, I can't remember the last time I went to one of these places, all right? So take the poll, as lots of people do, at DougStephan.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Let's give some time today to the new phenomenon called crowdfunding. If you're thinking of raising capital through crowdfunding, maybe you think, hey, this isn't for me, it's for other people. Savvy business folks from around the country, large and small companies, are on equal footings when it comes to crowdfunding. Our own Mike Hayes interviewed the CEO of Young and Rubicam, a Madison Avenue ad agency, about Main Street advertising and its connection to crowdfunding.
Okay, let's jump right into Startups in American News crowdfunding success stories. With me today is David Sable, the CEO of Young and Rubicam, a 90-year-old Madison Avenue ad agency. And David, I really appreciate advertising. A lot of people don't realize, really, it was advertising that helped bring us out of the Great Depression. And now it may well be advertising that plays a big part in bringing us out of this recession, getting America back on its feed economically and get Americans back to work. What do you think of that?
Well, I think what's interesting is you're kind of on our platform, because one of the things that I always point out to people, when I get a question from some of the analysts who think that they're so clever, and they say, well, isn't advertising dead? And I point out to them that the only way that companies like Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook and Microsoft and everyone else, in order to monetize their investment, is through this thing called advertising. And they all hire advertising directors. So yes, I think that the age we're in is only going to be sustained, and future innovation is only going to come if they figure out how to make this viable through advertising. Otherwise, it doesn't pay for itself.
Social media is evolving every single day. I've been in the direct response industry for about the last 20 or 25 years, and that's been evolving. And one of the biggest new things today is crowdfunding. That is part of social media, and even Donald Trump has gotten into crowdfunding today. So it really is for everybody. And some, I do a show called Crowdfunding Success Stories, and every day I interview entrepreneurs that are raising $50,000, $500,000, $1 million, and even $2 million to start new companies, create new jobs, and they're getting wonderful feedback during this crowdfunding process that is almost going to ensure their long-term success. Can you comment on crowdfunding in the digital age?
Yeah, I mean, look, anything that works in the digital age works because it's in our human DNA, right? It becomes a part of something we do. So social is powerful because we are social beings, right? We share, and because we share, if you give me tools that help me share better, I'll share even more, and I'll share more efficiently, and that's what we're seeing. The crowdfunding model is interesting, and the truth of the matter is, long before the digital age, there were models like that. There were ways that people could participate, whether they saw it through the stock market, whether they saw it through small funds, whether they saw it through meetings. There were ways to participate, not unlike this, but again, we've made it more efficient, and we've made it way more interesting. We've given people the tools to take the human behavior, amplify it, and if you understand where the human behavior fits in, make it very powerful. The people who fail in social are the people who think that this is some kind of digital magic and miss the fact that it works because there are people on both ends of the line.
There's been a lot of experimentation in the blending of traditional TV and radio advertising with social media. Do you see any pushback from social media toward traditional media and blending the two together?
Well, they have to be blended together because you need something at the end of the social. It's not like Harry Potter and you put it in and say, okay, you're social. There's something that you're sharing. That asset is usually, you know, some piece of great video, it's a story, maybe it's a picture. That's advertising. I mean, that's the point of it. And it's got an offer attached to it and some information. So you have to have that piece. That's what you're sharing. That's the whole point.
Help me address the state of advertising and social for the startup community. What advice could you give to startups that are looking to maybe start small, bootstrap, or crowdfund for some funds and start to grow outside of Wall Street, but more on Main Street?
You know, we see a lot of startup companies. So some of them come in here, and they begin their presentation by telling you advertising is dead. Or they'll tell you there's only one way to reach an audience, or, you know, give you some sell like that, and it's like, guys, get out of here. You have no clue. You have the other ones, the smart people, come in here and talk about what you need to do to reach people. So the way we look at it today, we talk about creativity and we talk about innovation. So creativity is what we call telling the story. That's creating the story, whether it's however you want to express it, it makes no difference, but it's the story of the brand or the product or the service. Innovation is how you distribute it.
You've been listening to David Sable, the CEO of Young & Rubicam Global. If you have questions about crowdfunding, contact me, Mike, at startupamericannews.org. That's Mike at startupamericannews.org. Thanks for joining me.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.